Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us by going to freetalklive.com, and you can interact with the website by submitting to it content. So if you find some sort of news story or blog post or YouTube video, satire, whatever you want to post, you post it to our site, and then people, other listeners like you, can vote on what content is there. So if there's something you like, you can vote it up. If you don't like it, you may vote it down. And you can do that, all of it free, over at freetalklive.com. As we launch into the second hour tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And we're going to go back into your phone calls here. Sean has been waiting patiently throughout the news. I invited him to hang on as somebody who's brand new to the Liberty Movement. You sound like you've gotten involved in the Libertarian Party, which is kind of how I got started with the ideas of liberty. I found the Harry Brown presidential campaign back in the year 2000 and got very, very interested in working for a third party that actually shared my beliefs and actually seemed to have some principles behind it. And so good for you for actually getting involved, Sean. I think that that's one of the most important things, is that you're not apathetic and you're actually putting yourself out there and you're working towards doing, you know, achieving more liberty. I think that, as you'll discover, you probably will end up not getting anywhere, which is one of the worst parts about the Libertarian Party, is they just can't seem to get any traction pretty much anywhere except for New Hampshire.
Traction in New Hampshire?
How long have you been involved? Yeah, the vote totals for Libertarians in New Hampshire are outstanding compared to the rest of the country. There was a candidate, Mark, who actually ran against Mark Warden, one of our sponsors on the show, the Porcupine Realtor, who is like the most pro-liberty guy in the entire New Hampshire state rep, like all 400 New Hampshire state reps. He's the most pro-liberty of all of them. The Libertarian who ran against him got 20% of the vote, and there was a Democrat in that race, too. So Libertarians do pretty good job up here, all things considered. But Sean, how long have you been involved in the political system or scene?
Well, you know, interestingly, I was actually apathetic for most of my life, or actually leaning towards socialism when I was younger, to tell you the truth, but only by default.
And me too.
And so it's relatable. When I was about 25, I started reading Ayn Rand, and that changed everything for me. And then I just started, you know, studying the way things were, and I became more and more horrified to a point when I just decided no one in this area is doing anything. I have to do what I can do, and so I decided to run for office.
Well, I'll tell you, you're old school. It's not too many people these days that are coming to the ideas of liberty through Ayn Rand. Usually it's Ron Paul. People, or Ron Paul's huge, or Free Talk Live, and you know, a few other, you know, of the different think tanks that are reaching out to college students. That's kind of how people are coming these days. So I find that interesting.
Boy, but what a revealing statement. I mean, you did say there in your statement that no one around here is doing anything. Is that still the case, or do you have people helping you with the campaign?
You know, it's honestly frustrating, and we do really need a lot of help. There are some people who support what we're doing, but they haven't yet been motivated to really commit themselves to, like, you know, fervent campaigning. They're the kind of people
don't get motivated enough to help any candidate with campaigning.
Right.
Now, it's Sean, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, wouldn't it be awesome if, say, 1,000 people who agreed with you would move to, say, where you are in New Jersey and kind of help with campaigns, get involved in campaigns, even campaign themselves?
You know, that would be amazing. And I tell you, it would just be amazing if people became aware of what's going on. In this state in particular, it's horrifying and it's disgraceful, all the things that are going on here.
So I have a solution for you. Instead of 1,000 people picking up and moving to your state to help you with it, why don't you pick up and move to a state where 1,000 liberty-loving individuals have already picked up and moved their lives in order to have the maximum effect that they possibly can by concentrating in one area in order to reach their goal, which is the maximum role of government being the protection of life, liberty, and property.
Well, you know, first of all, it's easier said than done. And second of all, you know, I have definitely considered that. At this time, I am where I am. I work at a grocery store, so I don't make a lot of money.
I hear you.
So, you know, I am where I am, and I do what I can do from where I am. And, you know, this is actually an election where it's possible that we could win only because the Republicans we're running against are so weak because the Democrats...
Is this a state rep? What are you running for again?
General Assembly, yeah. So it's a state representative.
Okay.
You would be the first... You understand, you would be the first Libertarian to ever win an office in New Jersey.
Well, above, the county level.
And I'll tell you something. We have a full ticket, a full Libertarian ticket here in the 14th District of New Jersey. So that's very exciting. I'm running beside Don Bazarn. I believe he spoke with you before. He's the one who told me about you guys.
And oh, Don. Yeah, he's the guy that got arrested with Adam Kokesh, right?
That's the gentleman. Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. Yes. Cool. So there are other people there. So you're not completely alone.
Correct.
That's a good thing. So there are some other people there helping out. But, you know, we do have grocery store jobs in New Hampshire. So if you can get up to New Hampshire, not only would you be around 1,000 people who are already here for the Free State Project, but there are over 14,000 who are already signed up to move here and, you know, get active all in one place. And let me tell you, man, I've toiled away in political activism in places like, you know, Florida, which isn't that different from New Jersey. Lots of people from Jersey moved to Florida. And it's just awful. And you never get anywhere, and you spin your wheels, and you get out there, and I've reached out to thousands of individuals in all the years that I've been doing libertarian outreach and politics and things like that, and it's never really panned out into anything in those other places.
For the Free State Project.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, at these convention, at these different fairs and things where you set up booths for the Libertarian Party of Sarasota, you did reach a couple of activists, and those couple of activists have picked up
and
moved to New
Hampshire. That's true. Some of the best activists have left Florida.
This
and
is
come
the
here.
Bad news, Sean. The bad news is we're taking your best activists, and we're going to keep on taking
them. We've got Derek J.
Every time, you know, the New Hampshire has another big news story where we've cut the budget by 12%, another handful of activists around the country say, you know what, I am sick and tired of banging my head against the wall and getting 3%.
Or how about passing liberty-oriented legislation like jury nullification, enshrining that in the law, or repealing bad laws, electing dozens of people. There have been more people elected who are liberty-minded. They may not have actually run as libertarians, but Republicans and Democrats who are like principled, liberty-minded people, more of those people have been elected here than the Libertarian Party has probably ever had elected in its entire history nationwide, and I'm not including the dog catchers that have been elected.
One good thing that I can say about New Jersey is that they do have much better ballot access for independent and minor party candidates than New Hampshire.
New Hampshire
has.
Isn't perfect, but there's only, you know, to me, the only chance that we have to change anything is to concentrate activism in
of
one
course.
Place.
That's why I moved here.
Right, and already you'll be more free when you cross the border into New Hampshire in a lot of different ways. Anyway, I hope you'll consider it, Sean, and good luck with your campaign. Will you let us know how it goes?
Absolutely, absolutely, and thank you so much for chatting with me tonight.
What was the last, by the way, I know, Daryl, you said you were going to look up some numbers, but do you recall the last time a Libertarian ran in your area and how well they did?
The 1970s, and I don't know how well they did,
unfortunately. I pulled up the election results from 2011 and 2009, and it appeared as though the Libertarians that were on the ballot got between 1% and 2%.
Okay, yeah, I said 2 to 3 max. And, you know, I can tell you we had the full slate thing down in Florida as well, where the Libertarian Party were real big on the idea. We got to load up the ballot. We got to get as many Libertarian candidates on there. We're going to put your name on even if you don't want to take office because we just want to have Libertarians on the ballot, that kind of thing. And they did. They really did succeed at loading up the ballot with Libertarians. And, of course, no one did very well at all.
Right. Well, when you don't really do any campaigning at all.
Yeah, but the people who didn't do any campaigning didn't do any better than the people who did campaigning.
Right, because, well, you didn't let me finish the sentence.
Sorry.
When you don't really do any campaigning at all, and when the candidates that are campaigning on a watered down, sound like one of the major party candidates, only slightly better, then don't expect to do anything other than the 1% to 2% that aren't going to vote for the Republican or Democrat.
That's
anyway.
True, which comes back around to the conversation we were going to have, I guess, and maybe we still should. And, Sean, thanks for your call tonight, and definitely let us know how it goes for you.
Sean's going to need a hug at the end of this
good
campaign.
Luck, man. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yes.
So, that brings us back to this idea of, well, do you advocate for principle, or do you advocate for little baby steps, these tiny ideas that really won't get you much freedom, even if you could implement them? More coming up.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 855-453 is the Staples CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We've got a webcam that allows you to watch and listen to the show and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners all at once and all for free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com and you can get interactive there, or just sit and watch. That's what you want to do. Or listen, cam.freetalklive.com.
855-450-FREE. So we were talking with a political candidate a few moments ago, somebody who's brand new to politics. He's going to run for a political office, and hopefully he's not going to get burned out when he hits that 2% vote margin, or that vote total, or 1%. So he's running as a libertarian in the state of New Jersey. Daryl, you pulled up some previous vote totals, and you said it was about 1% or 2% for each libertarian candidate in a given three-way election. And that can be a real burnout of an experience.
Well, and some of those were in multi-member districts where there were four candidates plus a libertarian. So two Republicans, two Democrats, plus one libertarian running for two seats.
Okay. And so they still got one or 2%.
Yeah, it was like 1.5%.
Yeah. Which isn't atypical for libertarians. That's pretty common. Have you been through this, Daryl, with people burning out after libertarian elections?
I have. I've seen people that will go all out, even not as the candidate themselves, but just trying to help someone who is a candidate.
Mm-hmm. And lit drops and sign holdings. And
yeah,
like
lit
that.
Drops, sign holdings, trying to organize events, fundraise, and
speeches.
Then I would consider that to be scheduling events,
yeah, events
and
right.
fundraising. And then the person gets, you know, several percent, and then, oh well, you know, that was just a waste.
And it pretty much was
it
a waste.
Could
right?
be, but. The same could be said of the major party candidate that lost the election. You know, basically any time somebody does not win the election, it could be viewed as a waste of time.
Well, to me, it's not a total
John
waste.
John McCain wasted his time running for president because he did not win.
What I consider to be a waste when it comes to libertarian elections is when you have a libertarian candidate, or should I put quotes around that, libertarian candidate.
A libertarian party candidate.
That is, yeah, that is advocating watered down, as you put it earlier, positions that aren't real liberty. They're just, as our caller earlier suggested, baby steps. You know,
yeah.
maybe a little bit smaller government here, advocating for that in a few different areas, and that's about it. That to me is a total waste because you're not differentiating yourself. You're not talking about principle. You're not talking about how, you know, with the Libertarian Party, you're supposed to sign a statement that says you won't advocate for the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And to me, a libertarian candidacy is about putting forth that idea. It's about putting forth the idea of you know, leaving each other alone and not using the state to aggress on one another. And
I don't know why anyone would do it.
Would run a campaign like that?
Would campaign like that. I mean, that's what we have the Republican Party for, to go ahead and give us a watered down, or the Democrat Party in that, in depending on the situation, to give us a watered down version of liberty and then lie about it and not do anything once they get in office.
The reason people do that as libertarians is because there are people who have assumed positions of power within the Libertarian Party who convince people that this is how you win elections.
Big Ten.
When
Big Ten.
Wayne Root was on the National Committee for the Libertarian Party, he was advocating watered down, basically, Republicans that like marijuana. Only Wayne Root did not actually like marijuana.
Yeah.
He wanted to
maybe he should have tried some.
Regulate it, tax it heavily.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
not libertarian.
Not libertarian. I'm glad he went back to the Republican
Party.
People
like Wayne Root and these other characters who
Aaron Starr.
I don't care who they all are.
I'll name names.
It doesn't matter because our listeners don't know who they are. They're nobodies. These libertarians who have these watered down positions are what has destroyed the Libertarian Party, has made it this wasteland that maybe they'll get back to their principles someday, but I quit the party in 2008 in disgust over the direction that they were going in, so they've lost some of their better activists. I mean, I put a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of effort into doing Libertarian Party outreach just to watch them just swirl down the drain towards, you know, being unprincipled and not advocating true freedom. If I'm going to get 1%, and I'd rather get the 1% of the people that actually heard the message of liberty, or maybe, you know, had a chance of hearing the message of liberty, because to me, principled versus unprincipled libertarian candidates seem to do about the same. Like, just by watering down your message doesn't mean you're going to get a whole bunch more votes.
Right, and this is, you know, trade away your soul for something. If you're going to trade your soul, trade it for something. Get something. Because libertarian candidates that water down their message don't get anything for it. They've compromised for nothing. And also, another point is, if you're going to negotiate with somebody, and I understand that politics is about negotiation. First off, politics is about winning. But after you win, it's about negotiation. You need to start from a position where you're actually going to be able to give something up.
Right.
If you start from the position where you think that somebody might negotiate too, what are you going to negotiate? What are you going to negotiate
That's
at that point?
That's a great point. And our caller was proposing, well, we need to freeze the budget or freeze no more increases. Well, then you're not really starting from that principal bargaining position of, you know, let's reduce the budget by 50% or something like that. You know, and then, okay, meet them in the middle at 20%.
And let's talk about the IRS for a second.
Freeze the budget, the negotiation becomes, okay, let's cut the increases by 2%.
That's what happens every time. And let's talk about using the language. If you're gonna talk about liberty, you need to understand how to use the language to speak to people. The fact is that Ron Paul, when campaigning in 2008, said that if they got rid of the IRS, that the government would have to shrink to 1998 levels. So here you have a 10-term congressman claiming that the government would shrink to 1998 levels.
And it was big.
You got rid of IRS, and I consider the government to be too big in 1998.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I just connected to some large percentage, some double-digit percentage of my audience because they thought the government was too big in 1998,
too. Absolutely. Yeah, it's really all about communicating the ideas of principle, not watering them down. So there's a great organization, by the way, that really helps people communicate these ideas. You can go to the Advocates for Self-Government online at advocates.org or The Advocates?
The Advocates. The Advocates.
TheAdvocates.org, and they have some great books and audio CDs and tracks, MP3s, that sort of thing that you can listen to and or consume and read and make yourself more effective at really being persuasive in presenting principled ideas to an audience. I mean, Harry Brown, the Libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, has written some of the best books on this topic. I mean, he's got Liberty A to Z, which has his little short little one-liners basically on like every single issue that you can imagine. You can get these short little like news clip-sized, bite-sized speeches, I guess, that you could give, or little one-off answers to really address these issues in a principled manner that gets people thinking about liberty. Because isn't that the purpose of a libertarian campaign? Yeah, it'd be nice to win, but don't you want people to start thinking about liberty and the ideas that we're talking about? 855-453, and of course, that's living your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you in studio here, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. Daryl, what is it?
FPP is Free Press Publications. There you can find daily news as well as weekly commentary. There's a free newspaper. How often do you find free newspapers? And there's books. I run a publishing company as well. You can find books online. And currently there are two promotions going on to give away copies of one of the books that I've published.
And what's that?
Voluntary Islam and Ooh. Other Essays by Davi Barker.
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
You can enter to win on the Facebook page or also through the website Goodreads. And Goodreads, it's essentially a social media network for book lovers.
So are both of those linked from fpp.cc?
Actually, you know, I have not done that yet.
Okay, all right. So that's
I've just been, advertising on the Facebooks and the Twitters.
So one could go to facebook.com/...
Voluntary Islam.
Voluntary Islam.
Click
and then
the giveaway icon and enter to win on the Facebook.
It's a great book, especially for people that may be new to Islam. Maybe they've only heard things about it on news channels from talking heads. Well, you will actually get to hear what one Muslim who is a very liberty-oriented guy has to say about it. And he backs himself, backs up his statements.
And Voluntary Islam recently was named Book of the Month from Freedom Book Club.
Excellent. I'm getting closer to finishing it, by the way.
And that's not the only award-winning book. You can find multiple award-winning books published by FPP.
Which is you. Yes. FPP.cc. Get more of Daryl over there as we continue.
There's a great Bitcoin website out there called blockchain.info. Blockchain.info will allow you to create your own Bitcoin wallet for free. Now, you've probably heard about Bitcoins on the news. There, 25% of Americans have heard about them, and a majority of them trust Bitcoins. And for good reason. Bitcoins are a leap forward in the technology of currency. They allow you to have complete control over your own money. Governments on, you know, whatever government it is, cannot control Bitcoins like they do their own currency. Thus, they cannot drive them into the ground like they do their own currencies. So Bitcoin really gives a lot of freedom to individuals, and it allows you to send and receive money on the Internet without paying any fees. And it's just a great new technology. And thanks to fancy encryption techniques from blockchain.info, neither they nor the FBI nor the NSA ever have access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain wallet even has tools to allow you to easily send and receive your Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. It's blockchain.info.
So I've got an update here on a story that we haven't talked about for a number of years on Free Talk Live, and that's because, well, that's how long the court system takes. Politics.topics, and those are with X's.com, is reporting on Aaron Toby. Now, the name may not ring a bell, but the circumstance certainly should. If you were listening to Free Talk Live back in 2010, toward the end of 2010, you probably heard us talking about this. A man who stripped nearly naked to make a point about his constitutional rights scored a victory very recently, forcing airport personnel to study up on the First and Fourth Amendments, reports the Wall Street Journal. Aaron Toby, known as the Fourth Amendment Flasher, was arrested in 2010 by the TSA and Richmond International Airport Security after stripping down to his underwear, much beyond the point mandated by protocol, with a portion of the Fourth Amendment written on his chest in black marker. Sounding familiar?
Yes.
The right of the people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, as he wrote, though charges were ultimately dropped, which isn't a surprise, by the way. This is a common tactic for the police. This is the get the activist out of your hair tactic, where, you know, activist shows up at a TSA checkpoint, takes off his shirt, making a bunch of ruckus. There's, of course, the agents are probably the ones making the ruckus, but there's a bunch of ruckus. People are paying attention. People are all around. They're watching what's happening. They're watching with interest. We've got to get this kid out of here. Here, put him under arrest. We'll take him away and then drop the charges a year later. That's how this
that
stuff
sounds
works.
Right.
Because there's
it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. It's happened to me here in Keene, New Hampshire, the drinking game arrests. They drop those a year later after holding court over my head for an entire year. They drop it the morning or the day before, I think it might have been the morning of the trial, they dropped those charges. And same thing here. Well, they arrest the kid, get him out of everybody's hair, get him out of the way, and then later quietly drop the charges. Because for all of the news headlines he received, and he did, he made some news when he did this, how many follow-ups are there, you know, that are actually coming out to update this
story?
Very
few.
Credit to the Wall Street Journal, though, for being one of them. And so, again, they dropped the charges. It was after a year and a half of legal proceedings. The respective organizations involved have now settled. The details of the settlement read like a civil libertarian fantasy realized and involve Richmond airport security personnel being forced to brush up on American Government 101. Wall Street Journal's article written by Jacob Gershman says Richmond International Airport officials announced this week that their security officers underwent a special two-hour training course on the First and Fourth Amendment rights of passengers as part of a settlement with Mr. Toby. The TSA, as part of a separate settlement that likewise involved no monetary payout as originally sought by Toby, appears somewhat less humbling. The TSA, quote, has agreed to not appeal the ruling or further prosecute Mr. Toby for interfering with TSA procedures, according to Gershman at the Wall Street Journal. So, interesting update on that story, so it doesn't sound like he got a payout, unless that was somehow restricted from being public. Sometimes that does happen. Sometimes they'll they'll restrict that from being public.
I'm sure that he doesn't care that much about a payout. You know, the idea that he got these, really is a win.
Of course, he didn't get anybody who got hired after the two-hour training course. It's not made clear whether or not every new TSA employee will be given the two-hour first and Fourth Amendment training course. And I'm also interested in who created the training course.
That's a good question.
Was it Mr. Toby who created the training course? In which case,
probably not.
It was probably pretty good if he created it. But if it was the TSA who created it, well, maybe it wasn't the most principled or useful 2 hours of time that they could have spent. But something's better than nothing, and good for him.
I'll take a win whenever I can get it.
You know,
mark it down in the win column.
Yeah, well, more people really do need to stand up for what they believe in, and sometimes you have to stand up in a way that draws a lot of attention to yourself. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why most people won't do it. I was talking about this on my guest appearance on Puke and the Gang yesterday, which should be available at some point, probably tomorrow, at pukeandthegang.com. But talking about how, you know, like the guys on Puke and the Gang, they don't want attention. Even though they do a radio show that people listen to on the internet, they don't really want attention. I don't really want it either. But what they don't want is like the attention from the government, like the where the government comes after you kind of attention.
And you've gotten plenty of that.
And I'm still getting plenty of it. That's something they do to people that are out there publicly as activists. I mean, they've even come into your room, Daryl, and woken you up from a dead sleep. So if you're an activist, there's a chance they're going to target you. But the thing is, if more people stand up like this young man did and, you know, take a little bit of risk, yeah, he got arrested, but it worked out. And a lot of the times when they arrest you for doing activism, they will drop the charges later if you don't just cave and take a plea deal like a lot of people will do. So I think that if we've got more people standing up for themselves, you're going to have more publicity. You know, stuff like this makes the news. Somebody's taking off their clothes in the airport. That's newsworthy. Somebody's
the guy's picture's still floating around the internet.
Yeah. So good for him. Congratulations. Glad to see a positive follow-up in that story. Is it going to change the TSA nationwide? No.
No.
No, not really.
Nope.
But it's something. 855, and that's more than most people can say that they do. Because most people, they don't do anything. 855-450-FREE. They can complain pretty good. Like, people in America are good about complaining. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he's signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Coming up later on Free Talk Live, we'll be talking about public urination, and I will be coming out in favor of it.
Oh, no.
855-450-FREE.
I worked so hard on this radio career.
It's actually a toddler.
And you have to keep trying to ruin it for me.
It was a toddler. But we'll get into the details.
Was he wearing a diaper?
I will give you the details in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Of course, you can bring up anything that you would like. You may also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and whatever you purchase through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion. And I actually got a check from Amazon the other day from one of the foreign Amazons, which very, very rarely happens. But, you know, thanks to everybody, whether you're in Canada or the U.K.,
didn't the German Amazon kick us off?
They dumped us, yeah. They did dump us. So, but you can still shop with us if you're in all those other places, UK, Canada, and the US. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you want, great prices from Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut.
The School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and sticks systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. So we'll talk more about the toddler publicly urinating and what happened to his mom as a result of that here in a few moments. But I know that we've been kind of on the libertarian politics issue here tonight. Daryl, you have a related story.
I do, and this actually comes from Ballot Access News, which is one of the websites that I have in my news aggregate.
Mm-hmm.
So I get all of the news from them basically daily. And on July 19th, Richard Winger, who, in my opinion, is probably one of the most knowledgeable people on ballot access and ballot access-related things.
See, I just said that was you.
I would say that I'm definitely top five.
Okay.
Richard Winger posted a story explaining, or basically showing polls that show the importance of including ballot-listed candidates in polls. And the story says, on July 16th, both Public Policy Polling and Quinnipiac University polls released Virginia gubernatorial election polls. The Public Policy poll included all three ballot-listed candidates and got the following results. Democrat Terry McAuliffe at 41%, Republican Ken Cuccinelli at 37%, and Libertarian Rob Sarvis at 7%.
Now, where was this?
Great.
Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Undecided is at 15.
That's a poll. That's a polling.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And it's important to remember that if Sarvis, who's the Libertarian candidate for governor, if he receives 10% in the general election, the LP will be ballot qualified for the next two election cycles.
And this is this year when this is
this
happening?
Year, okay. Yes. Virginia and New Jersey elected governor the year following the presidential election.
I see. Okay.
So the Libertarians have been on the ballot here in New Hampshire. They have a little lib behind their name or something like that. And I know ballot access is a little more than that. It means the Libertarians don't have to run around and get a bunch of signatures. But I don't think that the average person sees that. They just see whether or not the name of the party is printed on the ballot, and Libertarians have been very good about that.
Yes.
So I got to say, ballot access, big fat hairy deal.
What? You've never tried to qualify for a ballot,
obviously.
Oh,
no. It's a lot of work for those people that do it, but I, as a voter...
You don't know about that.
I don't know about it, and when I do vote for the Libertarian just about every time that I have the opportunity to do such a thing, but... You know, it's like, you know, from a getting elected standpoint, it's meaningless.
I get what you're saying. You're saying the voter cannot appreciate the amount of work going into getting that
deal name
on the ballot.
Yes. And for comparison, in Virginia, where this story is from, it takes 10,000 valid signatures for an independent or minor party statewide candidate to get on the ballot.
Is that a lot or a little? 10,000.
Well, comparing the population between Virginia and New Hampshire, it's not the same sort of percentage of voters. It's a much lower percentage than what New Hampshire requires.
Okay. Alrighty.
New Hampshire requires 3,000 if you are just doing a single candidate statewide.
No, that's not too
if
bad.
If you're trying to... Well,
but the percentage.
I understand as a percentage of the population, well, but it's still,
theory,
I don't care where you are.
Bad.
10,000, getting 10,000 is still getting three times as many votes, and you have to employ
signatures.
Or get more, get more people to get those things.
Well, in New Hampshire, you have to have those signatures evenly distributed between the two congressional electoral districts.
Already.
So you couldn't get all of your signatures from Manchester and the Seacoast. You would have to get an equal number of signatures from Keene and the middle of nowhere, northern New Hampshire.
There's always Claremont.
Right. Well, Claremont doesn't have anywhere near the population as
So they
Man.
Did They did another
they
poll.
They did another poll. Quinnipiac University did...
Same polling group or a different...
No.
Okay.
Public policy polling was the first one.
Got it.
Quinnipiac did the second one. And Quinnipiac left off Sarvis...
The Libertarian,
merely asking if people favored McAuliffe, Cuccinelli, or, quote, someone else. Someone else received 1% in the opinion poll. McAuliffe got 43%, Cuccinelli 39%, and undecided was 17%.
So what you're saying is that as long as there's an actual third party, in this case a Libertarian, on the ballot, more people are likely to select that option.
As long as they know that that is an option. And, of course, this is just an opinion poll.
Yeah.
But if most of the opinion polls are not including all of the options, then people will say, oh, well, 43%, 39%, 1% for other,
they're not going to try figuring out who the other person is.
Well, wait a second.
Hold on, before you make your point. In 1998, when Jesse Ventura was elected governor in Minnesota, before the debates, he was polling between 10 and 15%.
Mm-hmm.
He wound up winning the election with 37%, largely because he was in the debates.
Yep, that's true.
Had he not been in the debates, and people would have just seen that he was polling between 10 and 15%, on election day, he probably would have got 5%.
Yeah, but they're not going to let this libertarian in the debates, are they?
I am not sure.
Yeah, typically they don't let the libertarians into any meaningful political process if they can avoid it.
I'm not proposing to know what's going on here, but I'm going to give you another idea. First off, the people who are answering these questions haven't seen the polls for governor yet. They aren't guessing in their mind who's going to win. They're just listening to some names. A friend of mine, a Free Stater, has run for office, and she has a French last name, and she believes that she got elected or was going to be elected. I can't remember exactly what the story was, but I believe she got elected based on her French last name and the county in which she lives.
Is this New England?
This is New Hampshire.
Right. I'm asking you about where this person won. Okay, New Hampshire. Just making it clear.
Right. And there's certain pockets of large, French-descended populations in New Hampshire. And so having the French last name is valuable in that way. So maybe these people just heard a name and said, oh, yeah, could be. I like that
it
name.
It could be. But I, the point that I'm making, and I think the point that Richard Winger is trying to make, is that if people are aware of the other options, and if the media reports on the polls that include the other options, people might actually look into the other option.
I'm all for it.
Instead of just, there's the Republican and the Democrat, and there might be somebody else that I don't really care about.
Whenever they call with their stupid polls and they don't have the third parties, and they almost never do, I always try to press zero to talk to somebody and complain about it. Hey, let's go to Annie. She's in St. Louis. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Hey, welcome.
You know,
you're on the air.
I officially canceled my cable tonight because I'm sick of hearing about the royal baby and George Zimmerman.
This is a huge deal. I mean, canceling cable, like cutting the cord. Stand by if you want to tell us more about your experience, Annie, and why you went that direction. 855-450-FREE. And what will you do with all of your time? I mean, now that you've got all this time back from watching television, what will you do with it? More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live. Have you cut the cord?
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum of Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.